In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I have something very exciting to talk about today. A law, but not an external law, an internal law of the heart. There's actually two of them that are in the Gospel and the Epistle today. Internal laws are so much more powerful than external ones. Most of the laws that God has given us, I think people think of externally. I'm not supposed to fornicate. I'm not supposed to lie. I'm not supposed to cheat, etc. But actually, these laws are internal laws. These laws should be written on our hearts. And I will show you how the Gospel and the Epistle speak not in so many words, but they speak in a way that if you know how to read it, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, describe a wonderful internal law that leads to happiness. Now, everybody wants to be happy. But very few people know how to be happy. Because we're unhappy all the time about people messing with us and about things not going the way we want and about not having enough money and our job not being very good and this person not getting along with us and this person doesn't treat us well. We're constantly unhappy. Or we're unhappy because we have a poor opinion of ourselves. That's probably the most common malady in modern life, is people have a bad opinion of themselves. I'm not saying that they think they're sinners. No, that's a good opinion. But a bad opinion, thinking like I'm a mess up and I'm always doing the wrong thing and I'm a shameful person, things like that. So let me tell you about these two laws. One is in the Epistle and one is in the Gospel. And they lead to happiness. That's what we want, is happiness. This is the way to happiness. That's why the Gospel is the good news. That's what it means, the good news. Because it's how to be happy. How to really be happy. Not just appease ourselves for a little while and then be unhappy again, but to be completely happy. So St. Paul says, "This I say, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, but he that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." Do you see the connection? God giving all grace so that you be sufficient in all things to every good work is bound to how we give. What is in our heart? If we give sparingly, we reap sparingly. If we give bountifully, we reap bountifully. And the reaping is God giving us all that is necessary for our sufficiency and for our happiness. The two are connected. So this is an internal law. Now we know there are things said in the Scripture about giving alms and all those other things. But the internal law should guide your fulfilling of those commandments. And the internal law is that God has given to you, so you give to others. And you don't give sparingly because he hasn't given sparingly. You give bountifully as sort of an inner compulsion. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a metaphor for it, is the spring of water flowing out of our belly. Well, water just keeps flowing. A big river never stops. And it keeps continually giving and yet continually being replenished. And so we also should be. If we sow bountifully, we will reap bountifully. This is an immutable law. This is a dogma, a spiritual dogma. Those dogmas are actually more important than the facts that are dogmas. Because everything that we believe about God then translates, or should translate, to how we live, how we act, the kind of person we are. So there are no dry, sterile dogmas in Orthodoxy, in Christianity. Everything, and I could explain more to you if you ever want to know, every dogma we have is a moral dogma and teaches us how to live. And so this is the way of happiness. So if you're not happy, then try this. Now, if you haven't done this very often, if you'd give grudgingly, then you're going to have to train yourself. It's going to be hard. But when you relearn how to give, then you will have great happiness in your life. Now he says, in this giving, let him not give grudgingly or out of necessity. There's a lot of giving according to necessity in our society. You know, the United Way comes by your office and you feel you have to give. I never did, because I thought that they supported things that were contrary to Christianity, that supported abortion and other such things, and I never gave to them, even though I was told to give. They even told us to fill out a paper. I refused to do it. They didn't fire me. I guess they could have. Nowadays, they probably would. That was 20 years ago. But we give according to sometimes necessity. We feel we have to do this. You don't have to do anything. You have complete free will. But free will is a very odd gift. It's a gift that if you use it according to God's will, you retain it. If you use it according to the devil's will, you lose it. You maintain your free will. That is your ability to choose between right and wrong if you give according to God, if you live according to His commandments, if your attitude is one of trying to be like Christ. If you live in a worldly way, you start to lose your ability even to choose good. And most people are in that fix. And most people are unhappy for that reason. This is a beautiful spiritual law, an internal law that we must understand and hold close to ourselves. Not grudgingly give, not give out of necessity, but give because it's welling up within us to give. Now, obviously, I go a lot of places you guys don't go, and keep stranger hours than some of you. But the principle's the same. And I have seen many times when I didn't feel like doing something, and I did it anyway. I was filled with grace, filled with happiness. Doesn't mean always that thing that I did turned out the way I was hoping it would, but there was still a feeling of deep happiness inside of me, warmth from God visiting me. And there's times when I have given. As a priest, I have responsibilities, and I've given grudgingly, and I feel no grace. So you have to learn to give bountifully, even when you're tired. It has nothing to do if you're tired. It has nothing to do if it's going to make you stay up late. God will help you with all those things. If you give bountifully out of your heart, then God will reward you. He will make all grace abound towards you, giving you all sufficiency in all things. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I told you there were two laws. Here's the second law that's in the gospel. It's very similar to this first law. And that is, as ye would that men do to you, ye do also to them likewise. Now, a lot of people misunderstand this law. Of course, it's the golden rule. And people think of it, even Christians, as a sort of a law of attraction. They think of it in a pagan way. That if I do good to you, you'll do good to me. That's not what the law says. The law says, as you would that people would do to you, then you do good to them. So in other words, your heart is a good measurement for how you should treat people. Because the way you want to be treated is the way you should treat people. And what will happen if you do this? The Lord says that ye shall be children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and the evil. Be merciful, therefore, as your Father is also merciful. It's a very simple spiritual law, an internal law. Think of other people's needs and then give according to that need. That very much applies to giving to others. Because a lot of times, I'm in situations, and I think you are too, where you're giving to people, and there's a little voice in your head that says, well, that person, you know, he might not deserve this. He doesn't act that good. He's going to waste this money. He's going to be in the same fix next week. He's not going to be thankful. He's still going to be a jerk. And we have these thoughts. But according to the golden rule, those thoughts should not be existing. We would give as we think we would desire if we follow the golden rule. That means we're giving bountifully, not grudgingly. We're giving because of the Holy Spirit within us that compels us to give. And then there's happiness. There's happiness in the heart. All of us are sick. Most of us don't look sick, but every single one of us is. We have a spiritual illness. We have self-interest, pride, forgetfulness, idleness in our souls. And we also have things that we do and we think and that we are that perplex us and sadden us and cause problems around us by the way people react to what we do. I mean, we really make a mess of things quite often. If we thought of others, if we gave bountifully, then the beautiful thing is, it doesn't matter how people treat you. You'll be happy. I mean, you might not enjoy, and you'd be abnormal if you did enjoy, if people are mistreating you. I mean, Christians are not called upon to say, I enjoy people stealing from me. But there will be happiness in your heart if you give ungrudgingly, bountifully. If you give as you would want to have given to you, then there's peace in your heart. There's a scripture in Wisdom of Solomon that we read for many of the martyrs. And it applies here, of course, in this, when it's read in their context, it's really talking about them really being killed. But it says, their going forth seemed to us to be outer misery, but they are in peace. That applies to the Christian that gives to others and might not be rewarded in this world. Maybe you give to someone and they bite your hand. That's okay. If you give with a heart that is full of love, you won't like having your hand bit. It'll hurt, but you'll still have peace. And that's what we need. That's what everybody in this room needs. We need peace. We need to be completely tranquil and completely at peace with God and with man. And to be completely happy, not have any regrets, not have any fears, any anxieties. The only way to have that happen for us is to live according to these laws. I don't even know what you call the first law. It's there, plain as day. The second law we call the golden rule. But the first law is just as powerful and related as well. So I tell you as your pastor, and I've told you this many, many times, because it's very important. If you got a problem, if there's something that bothers you, if you're sad about your job, about your family life, about whatever, the problem is with you, with your sins. Your sinfulness is causing you to have that problem. Because really, how we react to something is our reality. I've seen people in the hospital especially, bad things happen to them and they're happy. because they've lived a good life. I've seen people that really nothing bad's happened into them at all, and they're miserable. We don't want to be miserable. This is the way to be happy. This is the only way, by the way. There is no other way. Money, fame, education, marrying well, a boathouse. None of those things bring happiness. They bring some enjoyment, but they don't bring happiness. Happiness is in the heart. Happiness is when God fills you. I suppose that would be the best definition of happiness. If God fills you, you're happy. So we have to open ourselves up so God will fill us. Because God is pretty big. So if we're small, He won't fill us. We have to be big. And the way we're big is by giving bountifully. And by giving as we would have men give to us. And do unto men as we would have men do unto us. Then there's happiness. This is the good news. May God help us to attain this, to understand these internal laws. Then you'll be happy. God bless you. Amen.